My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, recently, Father Eric went to Rome and toured around the countryside. And when in Rome, he stayed with the Holy Father in the Vatican apartments for a brief period. And just the other day, he received a letter from the Vatican which read, "Dear Father Mason, would you kindly return the monogrammed Vatican towels you borrowed from the apartment that you stayed in when you were here?" Now, brothers and sisters, most of you know that I think the world of Father Eric. And to me, he is a very intelligent and hardworking brother priest whom I'm proud to be associated with. I don't know how things will be after this, however. Maybe he will not want to associate with me. To continue, here's another incident which happened to me this past weekend. I was in Honey Harbor for the closing of the Catholic school mass there. I was in the sanctuary area, and the mass and the speeches were over. And by the way, this whole area is the sanctuary. Most people call it the altar. That's the altar. I was not up in front of the altar, however. Anyway, Father Jim went down one way, and I went the other, and Bishop Daniel followed me on my side. He was in full vestments with mitre and crozier, and when he saw me with my cane having some difficulty with going down the first step, he stretched out his arm for me to hold on to. He helped me down the sanctuary steps. I have never seen that before from a bishop. Bishop Daniel is special, as you will see, as of course Father Eric and Father Tom are. In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus telling us that he and his way comes first. Nothing else, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. And anyone who does not take up the cross and follow is not worthy of him. He also goes on to say that on your journey of working for the Lord, that those who welcome you on your prophetic and righteous journey will be rewarded as well. So take courage. Everything is under control. Keep going, doing great works for the Lord with your lives. And you can have fun doing it this summer. Here is a way you might consider to enhance your prophetic and righteous journey. I usually say this once a year. Every university professor has a reading list of books and articles which they recommend and hand out to the students to read to enhance the students' understanding of the subject that they are studying. And most of these lists are full of the best books and articles the professor has read themselves. It helps the student to weed through the overwhelming mass of reading material available in the libraries and on the internet on any given subject. Once again, I'm going to put one book on your reading list tonight, the Bible. Some people, especially from other faiths, say the Catholics don't read their Bibles. They put it on the coffee table for show. They let the priest read it on Sundays. And this, of course, is not true. I know many Catholics who read their Bibles. The Bible is many things. It is a love letter. Some call it a code book of very special things. It is the living Word of God who loves us. even with all our impediments, and who wants us to love Him and our neighbor. An old priest once told me that there are 26 degrees of love, with God's love on the top and lust on the bottom. The Bible is also a mirror. Read it with the mirror beside you. And after each chapter and verse, look at the mirror and think of how what you read applies to you and broadens your spiritual mind. Brothers and sisters, Gandhi said, "Each one of us have the universe created by God in our hearts and souls. When you are out there on your righteous and prophetic journeys, evangelizing, make sure you have your Bibles close by. Because God's Son, Jesus, has your back covered." God bless you.